very thankful, very grateful I could agree terms with the club, and really looking forward to the next couple of years with them.
You had a number of suitors who I understand you wanted to talk to personally to tell them that you'd decided to stay here.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's the right thing to do, having them shown interest in me. I think it's the right thing to let them know personally that I was staying here before the kind of news broke around Twitter and around the press. So I wanted to send those emails out and make those calls and send those messages and speak to the people that kind of I admire and respect from a cricketing point of view. But I chatted with my uncle and my dad kind of swayed my mind to stay. Amongst other things, I'm happy here and hopefully kind of push forward and try and forge a career here.
And possible captaincy as well?
Potentially. Nothing's been kind of discussed for next season yet. Hopefully we can put a one-day cup and potentially a four-day cup in the cabinet of the club. But again, that's down to the guys playing some good cricket tomorrow. And then who knows what happens next year. It's a long winter.
Am I right in thinking you represent yourself? You don't have an agent?
Yeah, 100%. My dad kind of helped me through the process, obviously being a ex-cricketer, current coach, and kind of knowing people within the business. He kind of helped me through the process. But yeah, me and my dad kind of did it.
It's very rare to hear of somebody who still is prepared to do it themselves.
Yeah, 100%. To be fair, I quite enjoy it. I quite enjoy the talking to different people. I mean, I've learned a lot about myself within the process. I learned a lot about the process of kind of being in your last year as well, where if I had an agent, I wouldn't have had that experience. I wouldn't have had that growth. Quite thankful my dad kind of pushed me towards that, because I think I've grown in the last couple of weeks. I've learned about myself and learned what I like and don't like, and I made some good contacts, hopefully some good friends, and who knows, I mean, sometime in the future, if things go a different way, then at least I've made contact with people through this process and hopefully earned a little bit of respect through it.
And hopefully some other key names will stay as well and follow your lead and follow Paul Collingwood's lead.
Yeah, hopefully. I've kind of taken the jump to try and get the guys to stay out, I suppose. But yeah, definitely. I mean, you can't look sideways at what your peer group's doing. You need to make a call for yourself. If the guys feel it's best for them to move on, then all the best. That's kind of what you need to do. You get one chance at a career. And I take my hat off to Rock. He's handled the heat the last couple of weeks, and he's a strong guy. He's a guy I've respected, and he's helped me grow as a player and as a person. And I completely take my hat off to him, and I respect his decision. It's been a tough call for him personally. So all the best to him. He's a great cricketer and a great guy, and I'm sure he'll fit in beautifully down there and have a really successful career down there.
Now, you're having one of your best seasons. You're nearly at the 1,000-run mark in the county championship. There's this opportunity of a quarter-final in the T20 as well. You have to head down to Bristol tonight. There's still an awful lot to play for, despite that hiccup of a strange pitch at Taunton the other day and what went on there. I couldn't quite believe what I was seeing on Saturday morning, but there's still an awful lot to play for, isn't
it? Yeah, definitely. I mean, like I said, we're still kind of in the hunt for two trophies in a quarter-final tomorrow night, and then still kind of in with a chance in the champo. The result didn't help us last week, but I mean, that's cricket. Hopefully we can win this week down at Lord's, and that puts us right back in. I mean, there's only 20 points, if I stand to be corrected, between us and Middlesex, who are top. And I mean, then the other way, I think there's only 30 points between us and bottom. So I mean, everybody's really tight, and a one win either way against the right side, and suddenly you jump right up there.
Looking at this quarter final, how do you go about trying to beat a team like Gloucestershire in their own park? They've amassed 21 points. They've won something like their last eight. They've got Michael Klinger and Ian Cobain, the two top scorers. They've got Benny Howell, the leading wicket taker. It's almost an impossible job, isn't it?
They're all human. At the end of the day, somebody can have a bad day, and that's all it takes. One person has a bad day, and one guy has a good day at the right time, and suddenly you win the game. I suppose when you look at our strengths, what we do well, and then also look at what they do well at home, because they play good cricket at home, and hopefully we can try and combat that with our strengths.
Durham have been in four quarter-finals. The one you won was here. There have been three defeats on the road, so if you're going to do it, you're going to have to do something that you haven't done before and win away from home in a quarter-final.
It wouldn't be the first time the side does something that people don't expect, so hopefully the guys can go there just enjoy the day, really, as well. I mean, you're playing a game on Sky away from home, a couple of days on the road. It's a high pressure match, and that's a game guys want to play, and so hopefully the side can pull together again and do something special.
In sport, they say anything can happen on the night in a one-off event like this.
100%. I mean, Collie's a big advocate of just relaxing and kind of really enjoying the day, so hopefully the guys can go out there and just express themselves. And I mean, having a guy like Collie backing all the youngsters, especially, is kind of reassuring for the younger guys, so hopefully they can go out, express themselves, and just really enjoy the experience.